phone who is in grade 7, I'm supposed to pay $60. And the other one who is starting grade 1, I am supposed to pay $75. Yet I've got yet another relative, daughter of my sister who is late. I am paying $160. And all these people, they need jerseys, which is uniform. The cost of a jersey is around $25 to $30. Unless otherwise, if you go to Mbare, Musitampeza Namo, you may get one for $20. But it would be a second-hand one.
Mr. Majongwe, as teachers, what are your concerns ahead of schools opening next week?
The most important one is basically the uncertainty around the salaries of teachers. That government is very quiet, and it is quite disheartening and disquieting that our government has become so intransigent and very difficult. They have not spelled out anything. Teachers are asking, and we cannot even provide the answer. That's the starting point. The second one is that many of the teachers that we represent are also parents in the other world. They are telling us that they can't send their own children to the schools that they teach at. And you are obviously observing with a very dampened spirit that the same teachers are also telling us of huge class loads in terms of the pupils that they will be teaching. And many are also telling us of political uncertainty in those politically volatile areas that they are expected to be reporting for duty in, since there is now talk of elections and the referendum. So I think it's a whole host of a mixed bag of uncertainty, anxiety, and fear.
Mr. Mahlengwe, given the improvements that we have seen in the economy in the past few years, would you say it's now much easier for parents to get school fees for their children?
My dear brother, improvement in the economic level, should I say to me as a waiter and as a parent, is on paperwork, because I haven't yet received the salary that will sustain my family. It is very, 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 very expensive for us. And could I say it has improved to the politicians and the business personnel, not to workers? Because currently, my salary is far, far below the school fees that I'm supposed to pay by next week. I earn a salary of about $273. But what I need to do in January exceeds $300. So I don't think, yes, economically on paper, it has improved. And maybe if we are using the US dollar, we can buy one or two things using $10. But in as far as school fees is concerned, nothing has improved yet.
Mr. Majongwe, you spoke of overcrowded classrooms. How does this affect the quality of education in schools?
It's the same thing that people talk about over the Christmas and Independence holidays. Imagine a bus which is supposed to carry 60 people, having 100 people on board. One, it risks crashing. It risks so many other things. It's the same thing with the classroom, with more than the capacity is supposed to take. In other words, as far as our standards are concerned, we are supposed to be having 35 to 40 pupils per class, but we have a situation where we have 8 school children. In other words, that person in front of that class, a male or female, is just a pastor or a preacher. There is no learning and teaching that is going on. How does one teacher attend to 8 children per day? Each one of them at different capacities of receptivity in terms of them getting the education at different levels, point number one. Point number two, there is no way quality service will then be rendered. So we are saying bloated the classrooms, overloaded and overcrowded the classrooms are nothing but just what's for chaos and no proper learning goes on. The teacher comes back to class next day tired, overworked. We are actually forcing the teacher to simply come to work, yet they are 100% resigned from the same duties that they are supposed to be undertaking. Point number three, which I think is also very important, is that as long as we are going to fail to marry the delivery with the salary, as long as teachers are going to be earning the lowest salary in the region, yet they are expected to be teaching the biggest classes, we are as good as wasting the nation's time. It's as if our government has simply said education must be destroyed, when in actual fact, our politicians go around the globe trotting and saying, we have the greatest literacy rate, we have the best teachers, but we are not making use of the same human resources that we have.